play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball.
Let's send it out to PA announcer Bill Allison. We're actually now time for our national anthem here. GHS Pep Band with our national anthem. Kind of strange here on a Saturday, but I like it. All right, let's send it down to PA announcer Bill Allison for our starting lineups.
First for the Potters, a junior number 11, Gracie Junis. A senior number 12, Tatum Lamprecht. A junior number 14, Addie Engel. A junior number 20, Isabella Hutchinson. And a sophomore, number 25, Ellie Van Meenen. The Potters coached by Bob Becker, assisted by Dakota Neeson, Claire Schmidt, and Josie Becker. And now the starting lineup of the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Five-eight junior, number 4, Kiara Kilgore. A 5'7 senior, number 12, Capri Ferguson. A 5'4 junior, number 14, Alexis Edgerson. A 5'8 junior, number 30, Antonia Kistler. And a 5'8 junior, number 34, Soraya Boyd. Silver Streaks coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Lexi Daniels, Kelsey Lake, Michael Ruxin, Josh Biddle.
There's our starting lineups for this afternoon's contest between the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Morton Potters. And again, great crowd here this afternoon. Of course, Morton always brings a pretty good set of parents anyway. And the GHS band here got... Well, we had sophomore cheerleaders. I'm not sure if the varsity. I thought they were off doing at a national contest today. Anyway, ready to get things underway. Streaks in their home white with silver numbers, silver and black trim. Morton in their road gray, white numbers, red and white trim. Stepping into the center circle, Soraya Boyd at 5'8". And for Morton, it's Abby Engel. She's, I'm guessing, 5'9 junior, and Soraya wins the tip. And it goes to Capri Ferguson in the backcourt. She'll bring it across, set it up against the 2-3 zone. Left wing, Kiara Kilgore for three. In! And the Streaks lead right off the bat. That's a good way to start.
It is a good way to start, especially against the 2-3 zone. We've seen the Streaks at times get bogged down looking at that 2-3 zone. And if they can hit a couple threes and force Becker out of it, that would be huge.
Top of the key, this is Ellie Van Meenen. dribbles right to goes off to Isabella Hutchins. It looked like she carried it and missed a shot, and the rebound is a loose ball.
Nobody got it.
Yeah, it was Isabella Hutchins, and it comes away with it. She brings it back out and sets up. Streaks in a man-to-man defense. Out high right side, it goes to Tatum Lamprecht. She's their leading scorer for this Morton team. Lamprecht drives right, tried to bounce it through to the other side, went off the leg of Soraya Boyd, and Morton will have it on the left baseline.
Well, a good defense, defense there by Soraya. She saw her driving, so she left her girl to come on help side, and she was right in the passing lane.
Addie Engel to inbound from the left baseline, and it comes to Lamprecht on the left wing. She penetrates to the left elbow, kicks it out top to Gracie Junis. Junis back to Lamprecht out high on the left side. Bounces for Isabella Hutchinson out between the circles. Left wing goes to Addie Engel out high left side. Out between the circles, now it's Gracie Junis working against Kiara Kilgore. Dribbles right, picks up, looks for help. Gives way to Addie Engel. Engel drives left baseline, lays it up, got it, and was it Antonia? Got it from behind.
Yeah, I think so.
Antonia Kissler is going to be called for the foul. And that is the first in the ball game, and a chance for Engel to tie the game if she can hit a free throw.
Well, Antonia was late on her closeout. If she had gotten there just a second earlier, she would have had a steal going the other way. She was late and then got behind Engel and ended up bumping her from behind.
Free throw good, tied at 3, 6:48 to play. Nice look underneath from Alexis Edgerson to Soraya Boyd running the floor. Right side lays it up and in.
That's another way to defeat the zone, Tom, is get down there before they set up. And that's what the Streaks did right there. Pushed the ball up the floor. Got to Alexis on the wing, who went right inside to Soraya, who set up before the defense could get there.
And great hustle by Soraya after being down underneath blocking out. Now a drive again by Engel and lays it up and in. Well, the Streaks need to stop her from getting to the basket. Tied at 5, 6:20 to play first quarter.
I was just about to say, this looks like a good task for Juniper, and she's up off the bench, and she's at the scorer's table.
Alexis Edgerson in the center circle, left wing goes to Capri Ferguson, backdoor, traffic, and fortunately, Antonia comes up with a loose ball. Alexis Edgerson for three, top of the key, too strong, and coming away with the rebound is Gracie Junis for, and a steal by Kiara, and now she's bumped by Gracie Junis. Good defense. Junis brought down the rebound, and Kiara knocked it away from her, grabbed it, and Junis reached in and fouled her. And that is her first foul, first team foul on Morton as Juniper Schwarzman replaces Antonia Kissler. 6:01 to play first quarter. Streaks with a tied 5-5 with Morton. Kiara to inbound from the right baseline. And it comes to Alexis Edgerson. Left baseline for three. Oh, in and out. Nearly went back in. Bounced off, but Soraya with the offensive rebound. Kiara out high right side. She'll fire the three. That's too strong. And Juniper tried to run down the rebound. Nope, couldn't get to it.
Thought we were going to get a foul call there.
Yeah, Lamprecht trying to keep Alexis Edgerson from getting the ball, and she kept her from getting to it, that's for sure.
Yeah, she undercut her.
We're tied at 5, 5:46 to play here in the first quarter. On the dribble, this is Isabella Hutchinson, hands off to Addie Engel. Out high it goes to Ellie Van Meenen. Now it's Gracie Junis out high right side, right wing it goes to Engel. Angle on the dribble, brings it back out high. Bounces left side, left baseline it goes to Junis. She'll bring it back out on the left side. Stolen away by Kiara. Kiara Kilgore dribbles down left side, and that should be, they're going to give it to the Streaks.
The official on the far side that didn't have a good angle.
Because the ball got knocked away as Kiara was splitting the defenders. They reached in, knocked it away, but it went off Kiara's leg, but it's going back to the Streaks. Kiara to inbound from the left baseline. Gets it into Alexis, top of the key. Back to Kiara, left wing, fires a three, too strong. And the rebound kept alive by Juniper, couldn't quite reel it in. First substitute, Julia Loffenberg in for Morton. Now out between the circles, it is Hutchinson with it. Left wing it goes to Engel.
Back door, Kiara lost her offensive player and almost got beat back door.
Now drive on the baseline, shot up and no good by Hutchinson. And Kiara with a rebound, she traveled. I was looking down at my roster, didn't see her. Must have drugged the pivot foot after she brought it down.
Kiara seems to not agree, and Coach Massey's having a conversation with the official too, so I wonder if he didn't agree either. And here comes Lily Clark to get Alexis Edgerson.
4:53 to play first quarter, tied at 5. The Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Morton Potters. Of course, Streaks ranked 9th this week. They've been in the 9th spot for a few weeks now. 19-5 after the loss to Geneseo. Inbound, Hutchinson gets it on the left block, puts it up, no good. And a rebound comes away to Lily Clark. Lily on the run, doesn't have numbers, so she'll slow it down. Gets knocked away from behind, and the Streaks turn it over.
Two turnovers now for the Streaks, 2 turnovers for Morton.
Lamprecht on the right wing, working against Lily Clark. Directing some traffic.
I don't like this matchup.
Nope. And she puts it on the floor, penetrates, kicks it to the left baseline to Engel. Back to Lamprecht out high left side. With 4.5 to play here in the first quarter, she'll kick it back out to Hutchinson. She's got it out between the circles now with 4:20 to play, and they'll reset against the Streaks man-to-man. Engel now out high left side against Soraya Boyd.
One thing Morton always is patient. They're willing to run their offense. A lot of teams you see get a little impatient when the ball stalls out. They're pretty good.
Now Kira knocks it away from Laufenberg. Lily comes up with her down to Capri. Left side, 15-footer, misses it. And a rebound comes away to Hutch. I would like to see Capri try. I know there's two defenders down there. Try to get some contact.
Yep, I agree. You push the tempo and transition there and try to pick up a foul and one.
Engel with it, left wing, guarded by Soraya. Tries to go baseline. Soraya cuts her off, brings it back out. Swings it over to Hutchinson out high on the right side. Looking to get it posted up, and they had to run out on the baseline for it was
Van
Meenen.
Now
she dribbles left and gets a little baby hook up and in. Ellie Van Meenen with her first basket, and it's 7-5 Morton. Juniper Schwartz from between the circles out high right side. Capri Ferguson. Capri thought about the three. They close out. Now gets to Lily top of the key. Left wing Kiara. Kiara Kilgore pulls it back out. Now Capri Ferguson near the center circle. 3:18 to play first quarter. 7-5 Morton. Capri directing some traffic. Now Lily Clark between the circles, and her pass kicked away by Hutchinson. Streaks will have it on the far sideline.
Streaks offense is kind of stalled out here.
Trying to figure out what Capri was trying to tell somebody where to go on something. They were kind of standing around trying to figure something out. Back for the Streaks is Antonia Kissler. She spells Soraya Boyd.
We've seen the Streaks implemented before. I'd like to see them get Kira at the high post and let her kind of distribute, facilitate from the high post.
Kira's got it left baseline, brings it out to the wing, bounces for Capri. She had to get control of it because it was a low pass. Now the ball.
What is the call here?
Oh, I think he's calling a kick. She put her foot out. I think it hit. It did hit something.
It hit her thigh.
Oh, okay, is that what it was?
I didn't think she was trying to kick it. I thought it just went off her thigh.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Again, you have to intentionally try to kick it. Here's what
now
I want to see.
High post, turns, and kicks back out to Capri on the right baseline. Fires at the long two. The rebound fought for and goes to the floor. And finally, be careful, Kiara. I think she was falling over trying to hold herself up. Now we're going to have a foul on Antonia. That's going to be her second, as it was Engel driving the left baseline. Antonia got there too late, got a hip into her, and now she's got two. And that's going to get Addie McLaughlin off the bench, and she'll check in with 2:31 to play in the quarter. The Streaks trailing 7-5. Soraya Boyd back in as well. So Capri also out, and Addie McLaughlin in as well. Inbound comes, Engel out high, goes to Hutchinson, or rather to Van Meenen. Now down to the paint, that's Hutchinson, left hand up off the glass and in. Part of it is preventing them from getting it there down in the post, because those aren't big post players that are getting it. And what's the call here?
Coach Manson called the timeout, 30-second.
All right, 2:19 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks trail 9-5 to Morton Poppers, and again, we're catching them at a bad time, but you need to bounce back, and they're a good team. Their record doesn't show, they're 13-9 now, but they've beaten some good teams still, and they've been in some games with some really good teams. They've also got blown out some games as well, so it's been an interesting, little bit different year for Morton this year, which Coach Becker alluded to in the pregame. But they're kind of on a roll now, and beating a couple of good teams in a row, and this is one again important when it comes to the overall seeding as well when we get to the postseason.
Right. Well, and it's you want to keep getting these games too to kind of get the ball rolling. We're at the point where you want to get on a roll going into the postseason too.
High post to Juniper Schwartzman, back to Capri between the circles. A little bit of too much traffic there. Juniper able to reel it in and get it back out. Now Capri, there's going to be a hold on Hutchinson, reached in on her. That'll be the first on Isabella Hutchinson, second team foul on the Potters. Back in, Gracie Junis, and she will replace Addie Engel. Kara to inbound. From in front of the scorer's table, Capri will set. She'll walk it across. Bounces for Lily Clark out near midcourt right side, right wing to Soraya Boyd. Lily Clark between the circles, left wing goes to Capri Ferguson. Capri backdoor to Soraya up off the glass and in with the left hand. She's got four. And it's 9-7.
Yeah, and a great movement by the Streaks to get the screen on the backside of that zone to free up Soraya underneath.
Laufenberg with it. Left corner goes to Junis. Now to the left wing as she puts on the floor. Now swings it back over to Hutchinson. Hutchinson out high on the right side. Left wing to Laufenberg. Now between the circles it goes to Hutchinson. Back to Loffenberg out high left side working against Kiera. Kiera really hawking the ball, that's for sure. Junis out high right side working against Soraya Boyd. Now it's out of the key. It goes to Van Meenen. Van Meenen drives to the left elbow, cut off, kicks back out. Now it's Lampert with it out on the left side. Streak fans appreciating the good defense on this series. But again, as you said, Morton's also very patient on the offensive end, but they're not getting anywhere close to the basket.
No, and the Streaks are doing a good job knocking them off their where they want to go. Just got to keep it up. Don't want to let somebody fall behind you here.
Now Hutchinson right down the left side, kicks it back out. Loffenberg drives, now top of the key. It goes to Van Meenen. Down to the right corner to Gracie Junis. Back out high, Loffenberg.
If you watch Hutchinson, every time she handles the ball, she takes an extra step or two when she stops. See if an official will get a call here on her.
Loffenberg in the corner, bounces to Hutchinson, posts it up, kicks back out to Van Meenen, top of the key, drives to the left elbow, looks for help. Kicks back out to Lamprecht, who fires a three, good. Yeah, that's what you don't want after a good defensive stand.
Well, Lily got lost there for just enough time to give Lamprecht an opening.
15 seconds to play in the quarter, Streets trail 12-7. Lily Clark with it, right wing to Capri Ferguson. Back door to Kiera, reverses, right side, rolls off, no good. Rebound comes away to Van Meenen. And now a steal on the rebound by Kiera. And
there should be a foul.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
Yeah, she got mugged on the floor. She had taken the ball away, and the foul's going to go against, I think, Van Meenen. We'll see. There was two of them there. I think Van Meenen, though.
0.3 left. You only have time for a real quick shot, so the Streaks have got to be smart about this.
And quickly they get
Lamprecht out of there.
Abby Pollard in. And Alexis Edgerson back in for the Streaks. 0.3 to play. Kiera to inbound for the right baseline. Got to just toss it up and hopefully now go up.
No. Nope.
Yep. Yeah.
You can't catch it low. What Kira's got to do there, she's got to throw that high just to let Juniper try to jump up and tip it in.
So she caught the ball, and it would have been a jump ball if they would have called anything. But first quarter comes to an end. It is Morton 12, Galesburg 7. You're listening to Silver Street Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted residential and commercial roofing contractor. Find them at TempletonRoofing.com. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg.
Charge ahead with your certified service experts at YEM. Hi, this is Michelle Batson at YEM Certified Service. No matter the season, we've got you covered with limited warranties that hold their charge. Our winter service promotion is going on now, with great rebates on select batteries. We also have rebates on cabin air filters, engine air filters, and wiper blades. Before you head out on your next trip, be absolutely sure your battery is at its best. Powerful batteries, expert installation, all backed by GM service at YEM. North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Underway, Tom Aerith there, Gibson, John Field, Gibson, Street Trail to Morton Potters, 12-7, Morton with the basketball. Engel back into the basketball game, she's got it.
Should
out high.
Double dribble.
Yeah, she did, caught it, bounced it, and then dribbled again. They never call it for some reason. I think we had it one time this
year.
Yeah, one time
I think it's been called.
Engel out high on the right side now, top of the key, it goes to Junis, left wing to Hutchinson. Out high, Hutchinson gives to Pollard, checked in late in the quarter. Now Junis has it in the right corner, working against Juniper Schwartzman.
Oof.
Swings it over to Loffenberg, and if Kiera could have reached that pass, she would have had it.
She was going to get an easy two, too, because she was looking for the steal.
Angle out high right side, good defense by Soraya Boyd. Now she penetrates,
travel.
And that's got to be a travel. Yep, that's, what, four turnovers now?
Five.
Five by Morton. Try to get the extra step in there, 7:04 to play here.
Well, and what Soraya did, she did a good job. She pushed in on Ingle when Ingle tried to go into the lane. So then Ingle had already picked up her dribble, so to get around her, she had to take an extra couple steps.
Three gives to Kiera, a three-pointer left side, nearly banked it in, missed it. Rebound comes away to Pollard.
And
a jump ball. Yeah. Thought they were going to call a reach on Kiera, but the Streaks get it back on the possession. Carroll will inbound.
Streaks are selling for a lot of threes, Tom. I'd like to see them get some action at the high post in order to try to play make inside.
Carroll with it on the right wing, penetrates and got into some traffic and lost the handle on it. The Streaks turn it over.
Well, they pinched down on her with the top of the 2-3 and unfortunately got the ball.
Oh, Streaks,
nobody picked up Engel.
Yeah, and then she drove in and picked up a foul.
Soraya just fell asleep there. That's been her defensive assignment the entire time, and she just forgot. And Engel drove down, and Soraya ended up having to foul her.
First on Soraya. It'll be the second time Engel's been to the free throw line. She's got a couple of baskets and a free throw. She had a three-point opportunity in the first quarter. 12-7, and bounced that one through. Used all the rim. 13-7, 6.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Addie Engel at the line. Second shot is up and good. 3 for 3 from the line. Quickly back the other way. Alexis Edgerson right wing. Capri Ferguson between the circles. Now Kiara has it on the left wing. Brings it back out. Gives to Alexis Edgerson. Right wing, Capri Ferguson. High post to Soraya Boyd. Back to Kiara. Kiara puts on the floor, penetrates. Pulls up a little 10-foot short. And the rebound comes away to Junis for Metamora.
Much better ball movement there. They went inside, outside, inside. It's kind of what you want to see against the 2-3 zone to keep the zone moving. Unfortunately, Kiara just a little short on that shot.
14-7, Morton, 5:58 to play first half. This is Pollard with it out high, being hounded by Alexis Edgerson. Goes to the free throw line, kicks out to Engel. Engel down the right side lane, gives to the right corner to Hutchinson. Now top of the key to Engel, thought about the three, faked it, now kicks to the left corner to Pollard. She'll fire the three, missed it. Rebound comes away. Yeah. Oh, boy. They're going to say it went off of Juniper. Juniper and Capri both had their hands on it. And somehow Hutchinson came up with it, and then the ball fell out of bounds, and they're going to say it went off the Streaks last.
Well, that's one where you've got to talk. Nobody telling Juniper and Capri they're fighting with each other over the basketball.
Lamprecht back in.
Oh,
for
and now they lost Hutchinson. Oh, she missed the layup.
Shot, yeah.
Got her own rebound. Come on, Streaks.
Now she splits the defenders. No shot. They're going to call it on the floor. She got, but I think they're going to call Soraya. If that's the case, that's two on her. As Hutchinson split the defenders there.
Yeah, Antonia's already at the bench. Nope. Oh, no. It's going against Capri.
Capri Ferguson, that's her first. Capri, of course, fouled out the other night, like midway through the third quarter. Antonia Kissler back in. She replaced Juniper Schwartzman. Engel to inbound from the right baseline. This is
got a rebound. Streaks are not rebounding.
Missed a shot. Engel with a rebound, puts it up and in.
I was going to say, Coach Massey has to have a conversation here because you're not seeing the effort. This is the kind of effort we saw when the Streaks fell behind Geneseo in that third quarter.
Full timeout will take one as well. 5:20 to play first half. It's Morton 16, Galesburg 7. You're listening to Silver Street Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
When they walk in the door here and they go, oh, I remember our kids went to school together, and it's so nice to see a familiar face to help me with this. So those relationships go all through the community.
Todd Ettinger co-owns Hinchliffe Pearson West Funeral Home with Alan Palmer and Carrie Walters. They're your neighbors and the familiar faces you need when it's time to say goodbye.
Strong community is so very important for all of us.
Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
5:20 to play here in the first half. Streaks trail 16-7 in for the Streaks. Coach Massey trying to find something in the down in the low block defensively. So Addison Peck checks in, a 5'10 junior. Juniper Schwartzman back in as well. They're in with Capri Ferguson, Alexis Edgerson, and Kiara Kilgore. So Capri to set the offense.
Not a stellar start there.
No. To Kiara, left wing. Swing it over Alexis Edgerson, right wing. Fakes, gets into the paint, and her pass stolen away. She tried
Streaks
to kick it back.
Got
to
start
Kiara.
Pass faking.
Oh, that's a travel, yeah. Engel lost, got a high dribble, lost a handle on it, took a step. So fortunately, they turn it back over.
Streaks aren't pass faking, and they just keep running into getting the defense to collapse on them. Then they try to pass it over the top, and Alexis and Capri aren't tall enough to jump up and pass it over the top of the defense, and so the defenders are getting a hand on the ball. So even when the Streak offensive player does catch the ball, the defense has a chance to recover.
Kiara left corner out between the circles to Capri Ferguson, 2-3 zone for the Potters.
Alexis has to be ready to shoot that.
Brings it back out. Ooh, bounces. Dangerous passer. Got it to Kiara. Now high post. It goes to Addison Peck. Back out to Kiara. Left baseline. Capri for three. Missed it. Rebound comes away to Hutchinson. Down quarter goes to Lamprecht on the run. Right wing. Oh, nice hustle by Kira. Knocked it away from her in the corner. Yeah,
I thought maybe she knocked it back off Lamprecht there.
But they're going to give it back to the Potters. Checking back in for Morton will be Julia Loffenberg, and she'll replace Taylor Lamprecht. I wonder if there's something going on with her. I guess they did play a game last night. They had a conference game last night, so maybe just trying to get her some rest when they can with a lead right now. And it comes to Hutchinson and splits the defenders. Jump ball, I was going to say.
I'll take that because I thought the foul was coming, and I'll take that over a foul.
Yeah, because she split the defenders, kind of ran into somebody, unfortunately the possession of her points back toward Morton. Loffenberg to inbound for the right baseline, 4:26 to play in the half. And it comes
Addison, see the ball. That's one of my biggest pet peeves is when you're
back to the passer.
Back to the passer on an inbounds play, and they just throw it right over your head.
You got
to
be open to both the passer and whoever you're guarding. This is Loffenberg pushing off on
and a great job by Alexis taking away the space, too. When she did push off, she just kept chesting towards her.
Engel with it out high left side, 4:02 to play in the half, 16-7 Morton.
Streaks have yet to score in this quarter.
And the tough thing is you don't want this lead to get too big because
they'll just hold the ball.
Yeah, they're tough to come back against.
They will sit and they will burn clock.
Angle with it, goes to the right elbow. Now free throw line, kicks left wing to Junis, left corner to Loffenberg. Loffenberg back to the wing, working against Alexis Edgerson. Good defense again by Alexis. Now it is Hutchinson with it, back to Loffenberg.
Should be a double dribble if she dribbles because she just dribbled. Okay,
no, I think she realized it, so she didn't try to put it on the floor. Junis bottled up mid post. Now gets off to Hutchinson. Now Loffenberg goes right baseline, cut off by Alexis Edgerson. Back out, knocked away by Kier. Couldn't quite come up with the steal. Good defense, though.
It's one of those defensive games that, as a streak fan, you're really wishing they would have put the shot clock in. You've had a couple possessions now where you play good defense and just can't get the ball back because you don't want a foul.
Yeah, and on the one, they came away with a three at the end of it.
Right.
This is Hutchinson on the dribble. Picks up out high. Gets to Engel out high right side. Back to Hutchinson on the left wing. 3:08 to play in the quarter. I think this possession started at, just over 4 minutes?
Something
now
like
shot
that.
Blocked by Juniper, and Juniper with a rebound. The shot by Hutchinson. Now Addie McLaughlin in for the Streaks. Right wing to Alexis Edgerson. Swings it to Kiera out high. Kiera penetrates, stops a little 14-footer in the paint, banks it in.
Finally.
Any way you can get him.
Streaks had gone a long time without scoring there. 7-0 run just got broken by the Morton Potters. They were, it was 9-7 before they went on that run. Now 16-9, Streaks trailed by 7.
2.5 to play first quarter. Now we have a foul on the baseline. They're going to get Addison Peck.
Yeah, I think so. No, they're going Juniper.
So Juniper fourth, and that's her first foul. Capri Ferguson and Lily Clark in. Addie McLaughlin and Alexis Edgerson back to the bench. For Morton, it's Pollard checking back in, and she replaces Junis. It will be Loffenberg to inbound from the left baseline for Morton, and it comes to Lamprecht, who's back in as well. She's got it on high left side, working against Lily Clark. Down the right side lane, kicks right baseline to Van Meenen. Van Meenen into the paint and traveled. They caught her.
There we go. That's 8 turnovers now for Morton. Streaks have only turned the ball over 4 times. The problem is they're not getting any buckets to fall.
Bree Ferguson will set the offense for the Streaks. She's got it across midcourt right side, looking for help, and got called for the travel. I couldn't see her feet.
Must have drugged the pivot foot when she picked the ball up. 5 turnovers now for the Streaks.
Quickly adding McLaughlin back in. She'll replace Capri Ferguson. Coach, any mistake you're making, you're going to the bench at least for a short time, it looks like, here this afternoon. Trying to get some motivation or something. Trying to light a fire. 2:14 to play in the half. 16-9 is a Morton lead. Lamprecht on the dribble. Right wing goes to Engel, working against Addison Peck. Engel steps back out, kicks it out high to Lamprecht, top of the key. Lamprecht back to Engel on the right wing. Engel on the dribble. Good job by Addison Peck on the defense. He's got a lot of length defensively.
Well, and that's why I'm surprised she doesn't get utilized a little bit more in there on the defensive end, because you're right, she's super long, and her wingspan's long, so it takes even longer for the offensive player to try to get around her when she's wide.
She moves well. Now goes to the left baseline, 3-pointer missed by, who was that? Was that the game?
I don't know, but she ran right up the back.
Yeah.
Pollard ran right up the back of
Addie McLaughlin.
Addie couldn't get her hands on the basketball. because Holler ran right into her back and ended up grabbing it, but Addie tied her up.
So the Streaks get it back on the alternate possession with 1:32 to play in the half, trailing 16-9. Right wing, Lily Clark. Swing it over to Hattie McLaughlin. Dangerous pass there. Got on the wing. Addie penetrates, puts it up. Oh, took some body. No call. Rebound comes away to Lily Clark. Missed the 15-footer. And Laufenberg has it for Morton. I'm not sure how you miss that one. She took a lot of body going up for that shot. Did Addie McLaughlin. Right wing, this is Lamprecht for Morton. 108 to play. Top of the key, Laufenberg. Back out to Lamprecht, working against Lily Clark. Now penetrates, gets around the defender. Is it going to be on? They're going to call Juniper. I think it should have been on Lily, though.
It should be on Lily.
Yeah. Nope, they're calling Juniper. Yeah, that was because she got tripped by Lily and then ran into Juniper, which I don't know, that would have been a good call anyway, but that's now two on Juniper. Is that three?
Yeah, two on Juniper.
Okay. Antonia Kissler back in to replace Juniper Schwartzman. 1 minute to play here in the half. 16-9 is the Morton lead. Lamprecht to inbound from the right baseline. Out high it comes to Engel. Engel down the right side lane, up off the glass with the right hand, missed it, and rebound. Finally, Hatira is able to pull it away and got called for the double dribble.
Jeez.
I don't know. Did she actually grab it? She thought about making the pass. I don't know if she got her other hand on the ball.
I don't think she did.
That was more of an anticipation call, but nonetheless, Streaks turned it over for the fifth time now?
Six, and now a near steal. Oh, they're going to give Kira the steal.
Wow, they're going to say it went off of Hutchinson. She didn't argue. She kind of looked at the official.
I think she did hit it because Kira got a dribble or two in, and then Hutchinson put the ball. It looked like she pushed the ball too, and I just didn't know if it went off Kira's leg.
Lily Clark to Addie McLaughlin, right wing, 41 to play. Back door to Kira, up off the glass, missed it. Rebound Antonia Kissler, and they're going to call a foul on Engel from behind. I thought Kira might have taken as much contact as Antonia did on that shot, but either way, we're getting to the free throw line.
Man, we're going to have to look. I don't remember the last time the Streaks were, if they don't get the double digits here in the first half. Yeah. It's, I don't know, that's happened this year.
So Antonia Kissler at the free throw line with two shots. And, well, you don't have to worry about that.
There we go.
Puts us to 10. Capri Ferguson back in, replacing Addie McLaughlin. 37.6 to play. And the Streaks trailing 16-10. In for Morton is Amelia Miller.
Be interesting to see here if Becker's going to be satisfied with just taking one here. 37.6 left, and they've easily sucked up over a half minute of offense a couple times so far. Streaks are impressed, though.
Antonia hits both, make it 16-11. Engel to inbound, and a steal by Lily Clark. Lily lays it up left side, came up short. Capri keeps it alive. Now it's Addison Peck with it, tried to throw it out top and threw it away. Junis comes up with it for Morton. Now Lamprecht with it out high right side, 25 to play in the quarter. Now they're going to pull it out and probably work for one.
Man, that's a tough one because Lily tried to go up with the right hand on the left side of the basket. Yeah. You got to go up with the left hand there, or at least power up with both hands. That would have been a huge bucket for the Streaks to get it down to three right before the half.
10 to play. Lamprecht in the center circle, dribbles right. Now with six. Now five goes to the right corner to Junis, kicks it out to Engel for three, top of the key, missed it at the buzzer. One half of basketball in the books. It is the Morton Potters 16, the Galesburg Silver Streaks 11. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
A warm home on a cold night makes you feel safe, content, and fortunate. So let me ask, is it worth $69 to know you'll have a winter full of warm and cozy evenings? Hi, I'm Autumn Cantorini with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. One of the best ways to keep your energy bills low and lower the risk of extensive repairs down the road is to get your heating system cleaned and tuned every year. At Neil Thomas, we'll do that for just $69. And if we find you need a repair, we'll give you a 10% discount on it. Give us a call at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, 342 Heat.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Michelle Bazzari from WGIL with this reminder for families in need. The First Lutheran Church Food Pantry on East Water Street in Galesburg is open the third Wednesday of every month from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. and the second and fourth Thursday of each month from 1 to 2 p.m. The only thing required is a photo ID. To see those days and times, visit the community events page at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
Lose weight. eat less junk food, exercise more. Sure, that all sounds wonderful, but sticking with those good intentions is not that easy. This is Carrie McCants from OSF Healthcare St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. We're committed to helping you get healthier by partnering with the Knox County YMCA and Galesburg.info for Commit to Fit, a free community wellness challenge to help you watch what you're eating, get you moving, and keep you motivated. Losing weight is never easy, and it gets a lot harder after you turn 50. That's why we're adding a 50 and older category this year. There's cash and other prizes up for grabs, too. If you're ready to lose weight, ready to feel better, and just get healthier, there's no better time to start than right now. Let's do it together. Commit to Fit. To learn more and to register, go to galesburg.info, keyword Commit to Fit.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Ford of Galesburg Halftime Report. Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. Galesburg Silver Streaks girls basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime here at John Field Gym. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trailed the Morton Potters 16-11. The teams played after the first quarter. Moore was up 12-7. We played even at four apiece in that second quarter. That,
yeah, not a lot of offense in this
teams.
One.
Yeah, pretty odd for these two teams when they've got together over the years. I mean, there has been some good battles. And
well, I feel like we've had quite a few games where it's been like in the 30s and 40s because
– Well, the way they handle the ball.
And, they handle the ball. They're not in a hurry ever. It's like when we play Allman. They're more than content to sit back, run their offense, and then on defense – Now, in years past, when we played them, they were doing pack line defense, which made it tough for the Streaks when they weren't hitting outside shots. We're seeing a 2-3 today, but that's having a similar effect.
Our halftime scoreboard is brought to you by Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. Sophomores won here earlier this afternoon, 54-43 over Morton. Galesburg High boys had a tough one last night with top-ranked Moline. 83-36 was the final score in that one. They will be back in action on Tuesday night when they will be on the road at Sterling to take on the Golden Warriors. Brad Benowitz and Jason Wessels will have that for you. 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock tip here on WGIL. The girls right back into the fire on Monday night. They'll host the Canton Little Giants. Canton, they're having a pretty decent season. They've beaten Rock Island. They've beaten these Morton Potters as well. So they're playing some pretty good basketball. Again, got to be turn around Monday night and be ready to play again.
Yeah, well, I mean, and the big thing for the Streaks is you would love for this second half to look more like the first half against Geneseo. Flip the script. You got to find the offense, Tom, and that's the one thing the Streaks are struggling with right now is finding buckets, and somebody else is going to have to step up and hit some. We haven't seen them go inside a lot to Soraya. It worked early in the game. They haven't gone back to it, and nobody's hitting from the outside.
Illinois will also be in action Tuesday night. It'll be an earlier start, 6 o'clock tip from the State Farm Center. They host the Ohio State Buckeyes, so we won't have that one for you. We'll have the GHS boys. Thursday night, the girls will be back here at John Field Gym to take on the Quincy Blue Devils. That's the first of three next week. Then Saturday, we'll take a trip up to United Township to see the Panthers. The boys on Friday night will host the United Township Panthers here at John Field Gym. Streaks trail at halftime 16-11. We'll come back and run down our halftime stats next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Do you promise to have and to hold until death do you part?
No, but I, Dane Kuna, do promise 1 year of free oil changes with purchase of any vehicle.
Oh, wow. I do.
Ford of Galesburg is ready to commit to you with the Ford Promise. Stop by West Main Street in Galesburg. Test drive the car, truck, or SUV that catches your eye and drive off the lot knowing you have free oil changes for the next year. Plus free maintenance inspections and a price match guarantee on tires.
Ford of Galesburg, your purchase is backed by our promise.
The two questions I get asked the most are, what kind of credit score do you need to buy a home? And how much will the down payment and closing costs be? To find out the answer to both, come see me and we'll start the free pre-approval process. Hi, I'm Liz Miller, Residential Mortgage Loan Officer at F&M Bank. I can help you figure out what your budget is before you start looking at homes. So call or stop by our Main Street location in Galesburg today.
Aim high, bank strong. F&M Bank.
F&M Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
I'm not a big cook, but I have watched enough of the chop shows on TV to know that gas stoves are pretty damn convenient.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You don't cook anything.
No, I don't cook it. No, of course
but
not.
But you watch some of the Food Network shows?
I like watching those.
But it doesn't like, man, I want to eat that now, or I want to learn how to do it. It's nothing
like
that.
No, I mean,
like
I want to eat it, but I don't want to learn how to do it.
Markley,
no.
Van Camp, and Robbins.
Okay.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast. Clouds today, a high of 35. Cloudy tonight with a chance of rain this evening, changing over to snow. You can see an inch or two accumulation of snow. We're not low at 29. Slight chance of snow tomorrow morning. Otherwise, just cloudy and a high of 35 again. Low at 21 tomorrow night. And the outlook for Monday, mostly sunny with a high of 32. In downtown Galesburg, it's 35 at WGIL.
Hi, it's Tom Meredith from Galesburg's Morning News. Monday morning, we'll have our first conversation with new Knox County Sheriff Jack Harlan. He'll join us coming up just after 8:10 here on WGIL.
Halftime here at John Field Gym. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trail the Morton Potters 16-11. I still can't get used to the band being here on a Saturday. I love it. Got a great crowd here for one of our better Saturday crowds.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, it's not even a conference. Usually it's the conference teams that we see this stuff, see the band and the cheerleaders here for. But fortunately for the streaks, they've got them here for against Morton.
Mike Jaskowski, he was a longtime assistant for Coach Mass. He just walked by in the gym to see the streaks today. Haven't seen him for a long time. All right, our halftime statistics brought to you by Silvera Health in they're brought to you by Yamato Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Well, not a whole lot to talk about scoring-wise. 5 points for Kara Kilgore, a 3 and a 2. 4 points for Soraya Boyd, a couple of baskets. Antonio Kistler, 2 points on 2 free throw streaks. Hey, how about that? 100% from the line, 2 for 2.
Yeah, unfortunately, only two.
And a 3-pointer. Also, Morton perfect from the line. They shoot 3. They're 3 for 3. 9 points for Addie Engel. She's got all 3 of those free throws along with 3 baskets. A 3 for Tatum Lamprecht. 2 for Isabella Hutchinson and Ellie Van Meenen, each on a shot. So the 1-3, 3 for 3 from the line.
Yeah, 11 turnovers for Morton, 7 for the streaks. That usually bodes well for the streaks, but this is one of those rare games where they're getting beat on the boards, 15-8. Morton has the advantage on the rebounds. Streaks have only 4 offensive rebounds to 5 for Morton. Morton is 6 of 16 from the field, 1 of 4 from downtown. Streaks, on the other hand, 4 of 18 from the field, 1 of 7 from distance.
All right, Street Trail 16-11 here as we're getting ready to get the second half underway. It will be Morton ball to start the second half. So, Streets looking for that 20th win and helping their position. See, I know I was talking with Coach Becker about the whole regional setup now and how crazy it is that, one, the Peoria needs to be split up, or either that they need to go back to seating the entire sectional complex like they used to do.
And he even
misses. Yeah, we're going to be a 5 or 6 seed, but if you look at our regional compared to theirs, and we've got 3 pretty good teams, and ourselves and Geneseo and Dixon.
Arguably, none of the top 3 teams in our sectional would be top 3 teams
exactly.
In that regional.
Exactly.
So, the top 4 over there probably would be the top 4 in ours.
Absolutely. All right. Morton with the basketball to start the second half. This is Lamprecht on the right wing with it. Picks up, looking for help. We're getting a 5 call. Nope.
Coach
Becker called a timeout before they got one. And he's looking, he's pointing out, didn't you see her open out there? You could have thrown it. I think she was waiting for something to open up, maybe a back door on the far side of the court, but he had to burn a 30-second timeout.
Well, and unfortunately for the Streaks, a turnover there on a 5-second violation would have probably given them a little bit of momentum here to start the half, and smart timeout there by Coach Becker, especially since he didn't use any in that first half. So you had to have plenty left in the game. Might as well use one there to try to get your team back on point. And, Lamprecht comes in as their leading scorer, and she's been pretty quiet in this one. Let's hope that stays that way.
And it comes in the backcourt to Hutchinson. She'll bring it across, met by Capri Ferguson out high left side. Gracie Junis working against Kara Kilgore. Down left block.
Antonia just picked up her third.
Yep. Got.
You can't fight through from the backside. You got a half front, or you got to let her catch the basketball. It's got to be one or the other. If you're going to play behind, you got to let her catch the ball and play defense after she squares you up. Right, there, Antonia tried to go through her to knock that ball away.
Got Van Meenen from behind, so her third. Same thing on the inbound every time we see that. Lampert for three out high left side. And yep, made it, and one. That's unfortunate. Alexis floated toward her, but Lampert did a good job of floating forward after the shot, too, and then dropped to the floor as if there was a lot of – there was contact, though.
There was enough contact. Yep. And one of my one of the things I don't like that officials do is after the player hits the floor, they then call the and one, which that's not what the rule says. But in this one, she did get hit before she hit the floor. So,
and completes the four-point play. Make it 20-11. Biggest lead of the game for Morton.
Well, we talked about the streaks getting some momentum out of the half here. The exact opposite just happened.
Kara Kilgore with it out high left side. Lily Clark left wing.
She came in for Alexis after that foul.
Capri Ferguson right wing gets cut off. Kicks back out to Kiara.
Ooh, Kiara. Oh.
Thought she saw an opening there. Now a push from behind is going to be called on Van Meenen.
Van Meenen. She did exactly what Antonia did to her on the other end. She tried to go through her when the pass went in there.
Kiara to inbound from the right baseline. 7:09 to play third quarter. 20-11 is the Morton lead. Inbound comes to Lily Clark. Left baseline. Penetrates. Bumped. Gets pushed by Lampert. No call. Now gets Antonia on the baseline. Kicks out to Kiara for three out high left side. Missed it. Now she just... hit that first. It's been off since. Lily Clark comes away with a loose ball. Missed it. Offensive rebound. Antonia Kissler missed it, but that's going to be another foul on Van Meenen. That's going to be her third now. Ellie Van Meenen with the call, and that's going to put Antonia Kissler at the free throw line with two shots. She shot the only two free throws in the first half for the Streaks.
It's going to bring Lopko in for Morton.
First shot up and good for Antonia.
You can give us these free throws, that'll be big. Streaks need to see some points being put on the board to hopefully get some momentum.
Magda Lopko in for Morton, replaces Van Meenen. Second shot up and good for Antonia
Kissler.
Let's see
if they go. Yep, they're going to go into a press now.
Trailing by 7, 20-13, just under 7 minutes to play here in the third. And
5 seconds. That was a quick 5 seconds.
That was very quick.
We'll take it, but that was a quick 5 seconds. Ooh. Now, you and I talked.
Coach Becker wouldn't even have time to call a timeout.
and you and I talked at dinner the other day. Some officials start counting the moment you pick up that basketball.
Lily with a shot, stepped across the three-point line, missed it anyway. It's going to fall out of bounds, so the Streaks can't get anything out of it. We'll bring it back the other way.
You want to see you need to get the Avalanche moving, and that one just airballing the long two doesn't help.
Hutchinson gets through the trap somehow, gets it across midcourt. Gets to Lamprecht in the left corner.
She actually lost her balance. I think it actually helped her because the Streaks were worried about picking up a foul, so they backed off.
Right wing, it goes to Junis working against Soraya Boyd. Back out high to Hutchinson between the circles. 6.5 minutes to play third quarter. 20-13 is the Morton lead, and Hutchinson backs it back into the center circle. Well,
Lopko has not left the lane during this possession. Still in the lane.
Yeah, foot's in there.
Still in the lane.
And finally out. Now Engel is in there. Now she's got it at the top of the key. Engel down the right side, cut off by Kiara.
Interestingly enough, Kiara guarding Engel on this possession.
Lampert has it on high right side to Engel. Left corner to Junis. 6:05 to play. Junis goes back out to the wing. Now looks for help. And a steal by Kiara. Kiara down the left side. Lays it up with the left hand. Oh, came up short. Gets her own rebound, though. Gets knocked away, and she gets it back. Passes to Lily Clark on the left side. Missed the easy one. And Engel down with a rebound. Gets tied up. Oh, they're going to call a foul on Capri. Two gimmies there, and we couldn't hit either one of them.
Yeah, and I think Kiara's in her own head right now. She's not hitting from the outside, and I felt like she kind of got off the wrong foot there when she was going up for that left-hand layup. We've seen her go through these funks before, Tom, where she misses a couple of layups, and then she ends up finding it. Let's hope that she can find it in this one because the Streaks really need her to get hot.
Second foul on Capri. They got trap, but to get it to Engel. Loffenberg is to Engel. Now she picks up in the backcourt. Loffenberg finally gets it across. And lost a handle on it. Kiara knocked it out of bounds.
He was right on top of the play, so I'll give him the deference, but it sure looked like that one went off Loffenberg.
Hutchinson walks it across right of the center circle. Streaks.
They're in the 1-3-1.
Now Pollard drives left baseline, shot partially blocked, but with a rebound, Hutchinson puts it up and in. Isabella Hutchinson with four now, 22-13. Morton, 5:20 to play. Antonia Kissler penetrates to the free throw line and has the ball stolen away. And now it's going to get, oh.
Whoa, a carry.
Thank you. That's rare.
Jeez.
Wow.
We'll I didn't look it up.
I missed it. I was marking down the turnover and I didn't see. Was it a legit
I didn't see it either because I was doing the same thing.
Because most of them are legit. They don't get called most of the time when somebody's just dribbling the ball up court by themselves. In for Morton. Lamprecht's going to get a break. Amelia Miller checks in.
Really need to get a couple buckets here.
22-13 is the Morton lead.
We'd love to get this thing down around five before the end of the quarter.
5 minutes to play. Alexis Edgerson to Capri Ferguson in the paint. Nice bounce
pass.
Soraya.
Oh, my gosh.
Shot. Couldn't get it to fall. Morton comes away with it. This is Hutchinson down the left side. Leans in and runs right in. She initiated the contact. Oh, my goodness. That's a horrible call. She went down. Capri was moving, yes, but Hutchinson leaned in and pushed the shoulder into her, and they called Capri, and the basket counts. Wow. That's a bad, bad call. That's now three on Capri Ferguson.
I'd love to know what they're instructing officials on that, because it's supposed to be that if the offensive player initiates the contact, that's not supposed to be a foul on the offensive player, and we just keep seeing that.
Or on the defensive player. Yeah,
or
man,
the defensive player.
Missed
oh
a free throw, and the rebound went off of Soraya's hands.
Jeez.
Oh, gosh. Just nothing going right for the Streaks right now. Lamprecht back in. Also, Junis back in, as well as Van Meenen for Morton with 4:53 to play here in the third quarter, and they've got an 11-point lead, 24-13.
The Streaks just seem to have been playing in a fog ever since the second half of that Geneseo game. Just not catching the balls, bad passes.
Lamprecht misses the three, rebound Kiera. Kiera's got one to beat. Good job by Alexis. And Lamprecht reaching in to foul her.
I thought she was going to be strong enough to get that one to go up and in.
Alexis Edgerson was kind of doing a great job. Oh, now the official's going to tell her, okay, why didn't you call something? He's telling Alexis that she can't. She was running along kind of trying to screen Lamprecht from getting over to Kiera.
And I think Coach Matthews having a conversation with the official now.
Because Lamprecht went through Alexis to get to her. So it should have. Yeah, I don't know how you can say that if you don't call anything. Yeah, I get it. Because Alexis, she was just kind of running along beside her and kind of screening as she was running, which she wasn't making contact as Kiera misses the first. And then Lamprecht, kind of just went through her to get to Kiera and then committed the foul anyway.
That's always a tough one because you can't tell the offensive player how fast to run down the court. And if you're a heady offensive player, you run slow enough to keep the player behind you.
Lamprecht, wide open three from the right corner, up and good as they beat the Streaks down. That's her third of the game. She's got 10 points. It's 27-14. Alexis Edgerson right of the center circle, out high right side. Addie McLaughlin in for the Streaks to Alexis Edgerson. Top of the key, high post, Juniper Swartzen back to Addie McLaughlin for three right side. Good!
Nice.
And then she got pushed afterward by Engel, and the official didn't see it. So that was good ball movement right there by the Streaks, and that's when you get the good open look.
Right.
This is Van Meenen, runs it across right side in the paint, travel with it, no call. Now
can't
Lambert
leave.
Right wing, another
shooter.
Three, missed it. But the rebound comes down to Hutchinson for Morton, leans in, and Juniper Swartzen getting a call for the foul.
Streaks are just too slow getting back down the floor right now out of this press. They're kind of getting caught watching. When they see that three-point shot go up there by Lamprecht, players stopped running for the rebound.
Three on Juniper Swartzen. Isabella Hutchinson at the free throw line for two shots. 27-17 is the Morton lead. 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. First shot up and good. Hutchinson with five for the game. Antonia Kisser back in replacing Soraya Boyd.
And as we're well aware, the one thing you don't want to do is get in a free throw shooting contest with Morton.
And they, missed what? No, that's her first miss. Addie McLaughlin with it, right wing, bounces for Juniper Swartzen and gets fouled. That's four on Van Meenen. She tried to reach around from behind. Good job by Juniper Swartzen getting the position, had the feet wide and had the arms out, and Van Meenen had to reach around her, picks up her fourth, and quickly it'll be Laufenberg checking back in to replace Van Meenen, who really just went back in about 30 seconds ago. 3:53 to play in the third, 28-17 is the Morton lead. Kiera Kilgore to inbound from the right baseline. Looking, finally gets it in to Addie McLaughlin and gets pushed, and that's going to be against Hutchinson.
That's her first, second.
So second on Hutchinson, 14 fouls now on Morton here in the second. No, five. Both teams with five now.
Just a bad foul, too, by Hutchinson. That's one of those ones where Addie was near the out-of-bounds line anyway. You just get up tight on her, and you probably can stymie her for making a good pass.
Addie with a high bouncer for Kerr. Hit some traffic. Gets to Alexis Edgerson, right wing. Puts it on the floor. Brings it back out. May have traveled there. Did she switch the pivot foot?
I don't think so.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
She got caught leaning.
Now Addie, timeout called by Coach Massey. Addie McLaughlin decided to penetrate in the middle of the zone, but Coach Massey calls a 30-second timeout, 3:38 to play, thanks to Galesburg Nissan. When we're on the road, they provide our transportation to all Streaks road games. Always been driving this year something out of their rental fleet. They got a rental fleet full of pretty much every size vehicle you would want in a Nissan, including trucks, SUVs, mid-size, small SUVs, sedans as well. You can rent from Galesburg Nissan. And if you're buying new, that's the place for you. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty. And by the way, they've got 90 days deferred payment on new Nissan. So go check them out. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty. 3:38 to play third quarter. Streaks trailing 28-17. Kara Kilgore to inbound from the near sideline near midcourt. And it comes to Adam McLaughlin right at the center circle. To Alexis Edgerson, now right wing, Juniper Schwartzman. Alexis Edgerson to Adam.
There we go.
Payne, it goes to
Kiera.
Nice dump down to Juniper
about.
Schwartzman. Great ball movement, Kiera to Juniper. She puts it up and in.
You've got to keep doing that because Kiera's a playmaker. Get her to the ball where she can make plays. The high post against this 2-3 is it. Nice job by Addie. Oh, what a play.
Adam McLaughlin knocks it away, and it goes off of – they went off of –
yeah, it went off of Hutchison.
Wow. So the Streaks get it back on the Morton turnover. Bob Becker calls a full timeout. Streaks trying to get themselves back in. It's still down by 9, 3:17 to play in the third. It's Morton 28, Galesburg 19. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted residential and commercial roofing contractor. Find them at TempletonRoofing.com. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
The spotters are out looking for the WGIL button. Be sure you're wearing yours, like Bob Hatch of Galesburg, who won $65 when he was spotted. See a list of button locations at WGIL.com.
3:17 to play here in the third quarter. Streets trail 28-19. A chance to cut into it a little bit more after the turnover.
Well,
and the great defensive play by Addie McLaughlin.
Yeah, 2 minutes ago we were talking about trying to get this under five or under by the end of the quarter. Morton pushed it back up, so now the Streaks trying to get it back to five or under, down by nine at the moment.
You know, had a couple opportunities with a couple bunnies that we couldn't get to fall, and let's see if we got some momentum going our way now. Alexis Edgerson, left wing out of the timeout. Now a foul on Lamprecht, reached in on Alexis Edgerson. They're going to call it a little bit tighter now, which I'm fine with. That's her first, and 16 fouls now, so the Streaks will be shooting free throws.
Second on Lamprecht.
Oh, second, okay. Sixth team foul, so that'll be
free throws.
It'll be free throws the rest of the ball game. Hopefully, if we shoot them like we have so far, that could be a good thing. Kiera traveled with it down the left side. Now scooped it up, missed the shot, and the rebound comes away to Laufenberg. Now Lamprecht with it right side on the wing. Gives between the circles to Hutchinson. Now left wing, this is Engel. 2:50 to play in the third. 28-19, Morton. Good defense by Alexis Edgerson, keeping Lamprecht from even getting the ball. They were trying to get it to out high. Now Kiera knocks it away. Hutchinson gets it back, though, to Lamprecht. Fires a three right wing. Missed it. Rebound to Addie McLaughlin.
Got somebody hammered
over her back, but Alexis Edgerson comes away with it for the Streaks. 2.5 to play in the quarter. Alexis bounces for Antonia Kissler to Addie McLaughlin out high on the left side. Addie back to Kiera between the circles. Back to Addie left wing. Pulls the trigger on the three. Good! That's her second. Addie to Kiera, back to Addie. It's 28-22. Ball knocked away by Juniper. Alexis comes up with a missed shot. Juniper with the rebound gets knocked to the floor, has the ball. Now there's going to be a jump ball called.
Gosh.
Just can't get a break. And
no.
Massey's wanting a foul, and they're not, the official he's talking to is all the way on this end of the floor, so he's like, I don't care.
Every time the Streaks have something like that, it just does not go their way.
Yeah.
And the only plus there was the jump ball goes to the Streaks.
So Kiara will inbound from the left baseline. 2:07 to play in the quarter. It's now 28-22. And it comes to Alexis Edgerson. Back to Kiara, left corner. Fires a three. Good! Kiara's second of the game, and it's 28-25 with under two to play. Engel gets it into Van Meenen back in. Now Lampert with it. Across it. It's a two-on-two
stop
break.
Ball.
She's wanted to pull the trigger on the three. Good job by Antonio again. Now that's a travel. They didn't call.
That was a travel and a charge.
And missed the shot. That was Hutchinson. And Alexis Edgerson got the rebound. Now Adam McLaughlin's pass knocked away. Gets it back in the backcourt and gets across to Alexis Edgerson.
Just because Juniper doesn't fall down doesn't mean it's
exactly
not a charge. She slammed right into Juniper, and Juniper had position.
Kiara with it. 1:29 to play. Gives to Adam McLaughlin. Left wing. Fires a three.
Good!
Adam McLaughlin, her third of the quarter. We are tied at 28. And it comes to Gracie Junis in the backcourt. Swing across to Lamprecht. Gets it across to Hutchinson. Hutchinson picked it up.
Travel,
no
call.
And she stopped. And she
No!
She was, I don't know how she got hurt. Unless she
I don't know, but Antonio grabbed the basketball. That should have been a jump ball. They stopped play.
Oh, wow. And she had traveled before that. She stopped and she drug her pivot foot travel with it.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. So streaks don't get a break there. Yeah.
That ball should have flipped to it would have been jump ball. They would have had it anyway, but at least you flipped the arrow.
Lampert to inbound from the right baseline. And it comes to Engel on the right wing, working against Kiara. Out high it goes to Laufenberg. 1:03 to play. Now Lampert gets free on the right. Fouler going up.
Alexis tried to fight through the screen of Engel, and then she went flying out to Lamprecht. You've got to have the body control if you're Alexis there, not to hit Lamprecht on the arm. There's going to be three fouls. Three shots, excuse me. And she's shaking off the shooting arm, though, because she got hit right on that right arm.
So
see
Lamprecht
if it has any effect.
Hit three three-pointers. She's one for one from the line and hits that one. 29-28, exactly 1 minute to play, third quarter. Lily Clark waiting to check in. Also for Morton, Magdalopko set to check in. Second shot for Lampert, perfect.
We know who not to foul.
Yep. So Alexis will get a break with a minute to play. Van Meenen goes to the bench. She's got four fouls for
Lampert. Hits this one. She'll have 10
Morton
points in the quarter.
And does. 13 for the game, 31-28. Well, the streaks are back in it nonetheless. Less than a minute to play. Right corner, Lily Clark with it to Capri Ferguson with 52. Capri has a shot blocked, and now she's going to call for a foul. That was a cheapie there.
That was.
After the rebound.
That's her fourth.
Fourth, yep. Four now on Capri Ferguson.
That's right there. I mean, I understand the ball was loose, but if you're Capri, you got to Gator on that one, and yep, that's seven. So that puts Engel on the line.
So Engel will go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus.
And she's perfect from the line.
9 points in the game. Hasn't scored yet in the second half, but she was 3 for 3 from the line in the first half. Alexis Edgerson's going to check in and dispel Capri. She's got four fouls now. All right, 48.5 to play in the third. 31-28 is the Morton lead. Engel at the free throw line. Missed it.
Nope.
Oh, no. Bounced high and then fell through. She'll get the bonus. Shooters bounce there.
Streaks tied this one up at 28, and they've hit four straight free throws since Morton's hit four straight free throws since that point.
Missed
the
second
one. Travel.
But the rebound comes away and gets to the right corner. It's Junis. Missed the 15-footer. And now a foul over the back is going to go against Lopko. She had kept it alive initially. And we're going to walk it back the other way. And Antonia Kistler goes to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. Antonia already hit a couple here in the third quarter. Soraya Boyd checking back in. And she will spell Lily Clark. 42 to play here in the third. Oh, Van Meenen is going to come back in.
This is an interesting decision by Coach Becker. She's got four fouls.
Yeah. And Lopko got an offensive rebound down there, but then she committed the fouls also. So Antonia Kistler with the free throw line, 32-28, now 29 as she hits the first. She's got five in the game.
All from the stripe.
Make it 32-29. And they're telling what they think they told Lamprecht not to knock her off the line after the shot. I'm not sure if that's what happened or not. I'm just because they were talking to Lamprecht, so I'm not sure. And then kind of pointing at Antonius. Second shot is up. And got the shooter set. That was just like Ingles. Hit the back iron. Bounced high and fell through. 6-for-6 for Antonia Kistler. Hutchinson back in, and she replaces Junis. 42 to play in the third. Streaks fail 32-30. Full court pressure. Angle looking inbound. Gets it into Hutchinson. Lampert in the backcourt still.
I was going to say, it's got to be getting close.
Yeah, Kira nearly swiped it away from Lampert, and Coach Becker calls for one shot. Hutchinson now in the center circle. It's Lampert with 23. Now Engel out high on the right side. Hoping when it comes down to it, Engel gets the ball from out there. You don't have Soraya on her out there, but that I think that's the matchup right now. 11 to play. Now it's Hutchinson out near midcourt right side with 8. Now with 6. Working against Alexis Edgerson with 4. Kicks out to Engel. Engel drives, kicks to the left corner. Loffenberg fires a 3 at the buzzer. Missed it. We have played 3 quarters of basketball. It is the Morton Potters 32. The Galesburg Silver Streaks 30 will come back with the final 8 minutes. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Here at Dave's, we get compliments on how clean we are in every department and how we always have the latest technology. But you know what? Our strongest resource is that you feel at home with familiar faces like the ones on our Wall of Fame. You see, our people stay with us. So if the faces and names look familiar to you every time you come, it's because they enjoy working with us and you.
Dave's Auto Body.
Great work, great people.
You better call Dave's.
Todd Ettinger, co-owner of Hinchliffe Pearson West Funeral Home.
I was working with some folks the third time over my career, and I said, I'm sure sorry that we have to meet like this. And they said, but at least you're here to help us with this because we have to do it. And that was a perspective for me that I thought, I really appreciate serving this community.
The friendly and familiar faces of Hinchliffe Pearson West are grateful for the opportunity to help you through the hardest days.
Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon.
The latest headlines and hot topics with fun, entertaining conversations. The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Weekdays 11 to 2 on WGIL.
Morton with the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, John Thiel, Jim. Streaks trail 32-30. And on the inbound play, Kira reached in and got called for her first foul. And that is going to put Isabella Hutchinson at the free throw line with a chance of the one of bonus. 18 fouls now on the streak. 7 on Morton.
Kira trying to make the big play there. She thought she had enough of an angle to get the tip out and the layup, but got there too early.
Free throw miss, Kira with a rebound. Streaks outscored Morton 19-16 in the third quarter.
They fell behind by 13 and stormed all the way back.
Now Addie McLaughlin with a 19-footer. Good! She was on top of the three-point arc, but put it up and in. She's got 11. We are tied at 32. Now a steal knocked away by Alexis Edgerson. Oh, and Addie overthrew Kiara, trying to get it down court, and Kiara say, hey, settle down. That's why she had her open down there, just out, threw it too far, so the teams exchanged turnovers there. Streaks had a chance to take the lead, but now they pick up with full court pressure, and it comes to Hutchinson.
Close it.
Picks it up.
Streaks can close the trap on the sideline.
Engel finally gets it across to Hutchinson. 7:26 to play. Left corner goes to Loffenberg. Back out to Hutchinson out on the left side. Between the circles, it is Lamprecht. Now Hutchinson pulls it back out, and they're going to run some time here, take their time, and try to find a good shot. Engel out high right side. Thought about the three. Faked it. Now drives right. Good job by Soraya defending.
Well, good job keeping her feet. I thought she was going to jump at the shot fake, but nice shot staying down. That's a travel.
Hutchinson travels. Lost it anyway as Antonia Kistler knocks it away. Addie McLaughlin comes up with it for the streaks. Alexis Edgerson.
18 Morton turnovers now.
Now it's Kiera with it. Gets to Addie McLaughlin out high on the left side. Gets to Antonia Kistler left corner. Back to Kira Kilgore out high in front of the streets bench. Left corner goes to Adam McLaughlin. Tried to go inside to Antonia Kistler. Knocked away. Antonia gets it back to Kira. Kira down the right side of the lane. Looking for help. Kicks it out to Alexis Edgerson. She'll fire the three. Oh, in and out. No good. Rebound off the hands of Soraya. Tries to run it down. Loffenberg gets it. And now she's fouled. And that's going to go against Antonia. And that is going to be her fourth.
You know, it just a game of inches right there. If Soraya is able to get both hands on that basketball, she's probably getting fouled. But instead, bounced off her hands, and Loffenberg was able to get close enough to grab it.
And you nearly said they had a chance at a quick reversal, and Addie would have been open there on the other side.
And she is red hot right now. You've got to know who's got the high hand, and right now it's Addie.
So Loffenberg at the free throw line. Julia Loffenberg, she's a sophomore, puts the first one in. She'll get the bonus.
Yeah, that's a tough reversal right there of fortune, because that foul doesn't happen. Streaks are looking at potentially right there getting buckets of their own, if not free throws.
Back in, Juniper Schwartzman replaced Antonia Kissler. Second shot for Loffenberg. Missed it. Rebound, Alexis Edgerson. Cross midcourt, left side, gets to Kiara on the left wing. Down to Juniper on the left block. Leans in, took some contact.
Oh,
and
what a finish.
Juniper Schwartzman. The contact, that she was able to muscle up through it, puts it in, and the Streaks have the lead, 34-33, 6-11 to play. Lampert with it out between the circles.
First lead since 5-3 Streaks early in the first quarter.
Coach Bob Becker calls a timeout. It is a full timeout. We'll take one as well. It's Galesburg 34, Morton 33, 6:05 to play. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
One time I went over to the cities, and oh, there was that once over to Peoria.
If you never see the same eye doctor, how would they know if you had a serious or worsening condition with no recorded history?
Huh, fair point.
At Kehoe Eye Care, they can get you in for a one-time appointment, but what they're really interested in is getting to know you and your vision. They want to build a relationship with you to take care of your eyes today and for many years to come. No one takes your vision more seriously than the docs at Kehoe, so make an appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Get it, wear it, and win cash when you're spotted. Pick up your gray WGIL button at Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
6:05 to play in the ball game. The Galesburg Silver Streaks have taken their first lead since, what,
5-3.
5-3.
Their third lead of the game. They're up 3-0, 3-2, 5-3.
Tom Meredith there, Gibson, John Thiel, Jim. The Streaks with a 34-33 lead. And it'll be Morton basketball at midcourt. And it'll be Engel to inbound from in front of the scorers table. Streaks have Kara Kilgore, Soraya Boyd, Jennifer Schwartzman, Addie McLaughlin, Alexis Edgerson on the floor. This is Hutchinson to Lampert, left to the center circle. Now we like the fact that they take a lot of time offensively.
Right.
Let them run some clock. Hutchinson with it between the circles now. Left side it goes to Loffenberg on the wing.
Hutchinson does not like handling the ball with Kara on her, no. So as long as Kara stays on her, she's not going to try to take her off the dribble, it doesn't look like.
Hutchinson with it now right of the center circle.
She's lost the ball too many times to Kara.
Now Engel has it out between the circles, working against Soraya. Now puts it on the floor, penetrates, gets it back out to the left side to Loffenberg on the baseline. Now to Lampert. Loffenberg won't put the ball on the floor at all.
No.
She gives it to Lampert. Now right wing goes to Van Meenen, working against Juniper Schwartzman. Van Meenen penetrates, leans in, missed the shot, but got her own rebound, pretty much passed to herself. Missed it, though, and the rebound, Juniper Schwartzman. Streaks a chance to extend here. 5-10 to play. Addie McLaughlin across midcourt. Gives to Kara Kilgore, now Alexis Edgerson between the circles.
Yeah, I don't know anybody touched that ball that Van Meenen shot, no. So realistically she shouldn't have been able to catch it again because it was didn't draw a rim or backboard or anything. It just went up and she just kind of, passed it to herself.
Right wing, Kara Kilgore with it to Alexis Edgerson, move. Top of the key.
Streaks are getting stuck in sand, quicksand again.
Yeah, Kara out high on the right side, fires the three, in and out, no good. Ooh, Soraya, be careful.
Yeah,
I thought they were going to call the over and back. Van Meenen with a rebound for Morton.
Streaks were successful because they were moving
without
the basketball, and they were moving the ball through inside and out. They can't go back to just standing around the exterior.
This is Hutchinson on the right wing with it. Out to Lampert out high on the right side. 4:20 to play. Loffenberg now with it, left wing to Van Meenen. Van Meenen holds on, swings it over to Engel. Engel penetrates right side, leans into Juniper. Oh,
block! Oh, wow!
Oh, my goodness.
Andy called the end one.
Juniper was standing there. Oh, my goodness. Juniper was standing there.
And this time she fell over like you're, like they require you to for some reason.
And he's trying to say she moved sideways. She was
set. She was set.
Wow. Wow. So, Engel goes to the free throw line. My goodness. Fortunately, she missed the shot.
No, she made it.
Oh, she did.
They haven't put it on the board yet.
Okay, they just did. She did make it. Okay. And completes the three-point play. That was a bad call. So now Morton has a 36-34 lead. Capri Ferguson back in. She's got a top of the key to Alexis Edgerson right wing. to Capri. To Addie McLaughlin out high on the left side. Oof. Gets to Kira, high post. Spins between the defenders. Left hand up and in. What a spectacular move by Kira Kilgore. I don't know how she got through the defenders. We're tied at 36.
She does such a great job operating in tight spaces.
Lamb pricked a long three, no good. Alexis Edgerson with a rebound for the Streaks. Now Kiera's got it. We're tied at 36. Kiera down the middle, splits the defenders and gets tripped up, and she's going to go to the free throw line.
And it's going to be an angle, I think.
Yeah, they're going to call it. They're going to say it was on the floor, though. There's a little Euro step there.
But they're going to call it on Junis.
Okay. That is her second foul. So Kiera goes to the free throw line. Got to have this. That's a one and bonus. Tied at 36, 3:36 to play in the ball game. First shot is up and missed it. And rebound kept alive by Antonia, but Engel comes away with it for Morton. Lamprecht now at high on the right side for the Potters. 3:26 to play in the ball game.
So he's got a little messed up on the defensive assignments there. Fortunately, Lamprecht didn't see Hutchinson was wide open.
This is Hutchinson with it. Now Engel between the circles. 3:13 to play. Lamprecht down near the center circle on the left side with 3:10. Bounces for Hutchinson, working against Antonia Kistler. Now it's Engel with it out high. Down the left side of the lane, leans in, misses. Oh, got the shot up and in. I thought she was going to come up short, but she made it, and Coach Becker calls a 30-second timeout. See, that's – it's a full timeout. See, again, I have said over the years, that's the first time we've seen one this season. Once that ball goes through the hoop, it is no longer your possession.
Right.
You should not be able to call a timeout.
Right.
So Engel, I was surprised that one went in. I didn't.
Well, and the ball and the clock doesn't stop because we're
right.
Too far.
Exactly.
So if the clock stopped, it'd be one thing for whatever reason, but
yeah, it's different in the NBA as it stops after on a made basket.
And I think college too, doesn't it?
It may
under a minute.
Yeah. All right, 2:58 to play. Morton with a 38-36 lead over the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Streaks coming off the tough loss the other night up at Geneseo. Morton coming off back-to-back wins over Muhammad Seymour on Tuesday night. And over Metamora in the middle line last night. So playing for seeding position as well. You know, it's funny, Coach Becker, we were talking off the air about the way they used to see when they seeded the whole subsectional complex. He said, it was great. He said, we'd all meet here at Galesburg. Coach Massey would get pizza forever for all of us. And he said, we're all sitting there face-to-face doing the seeding. And, you know, it's all different now. All done either online or on Zoom or something like that. It's
isn't it online? Don't they just send in their?
Yeah, I think maybe that's what it is now.
Seeds?
All right. 2:58 to play. Streaks trail 38-36. Kiera to Kilgore to Trigger. Gets it into Capri Ferguson. She'll bring it up and set the offense for the Streaks. Alexis Edgerson out high on the right side to Capri. Over it goes to Alexis Edgerson, back to Capri, or rather Addie to Capri, right wing Alexis Edgerson.
Get it into her. Kira's on the post against Van Meenen. Van Meenen's got four fouls.
Now Kira's got a high post, drives right down the right side lane, has to kick it back out to Alexis for three.
Wrong.
Missed that one badly. Antonia lucky she didn't pick up her fifth foul there as Engel brings down the rebound. Looks
they
she
have
went over her back a bit.
When it's one-on-one, Kira versus Van Meenen, they've got to get it into Kira. She's Van Meenen has four fouls. She's not going to put up much of an effort against Kira.
And Kira does a great job, even if she does, of getting that up with a defender on her. Now Morton's going to take some time off 2:11 to play. They're just holding on to it out high, passing it back and forth. Now the Streaks come out and defend a little closer. Lamprecht
get
the
count
circle.
Going. Jeez. He let a few seconds tick off before. Now this is where I think you've got to get Antonia out of there and get one of your quicker girls in there to play defense.
Well, that's a travel by Hutchinson, but missed a shot anyway. Kiera with a rebound. Streaks with a chance to tie. It gets fouled from behind by Hutchinson, and that is going to be 9 fouls, so it's going to be a one and bonus again. Opportunity for Kiera Kilgore. That was a dumb foul on her part.
Her third.
So 9 team fouls now. 1:47 to play here with a chance to cut it to one or tie it with both free throws here. First one is up and good.
Needed that one.
38-37, 1:47 to play in the ball game.
If she hits this one, Morton might hold for one.
Yeah, they may. Second for Kiera is up and good. We are tied at 38, 1:47 to play. Streaks are going to drop back and pick up in midcourt.
Morton's got one timeout left. Streaks have two timeouts left. A minute 40 on the clock now.
Now, there's a five count finally. And then he stopped it when
he
started dribbling. Why?
He's saying she's too far away. She has not gotten any further away.
Yeah, she's been the same. Now, you got to be within 5 feet. She's on her.
Capri's like looking at him with her hands out like, what am I supposed to do?
Now, Hutchinson missed the layup. Rebound kept alive and taken by Antonia Kister. She gets called for the travel. She got pushed. Wow. I don't know how you can't make the call. She was the same distance from her the entire time.
Right.
And he made the five call for a while, then he stopped and said she was too far away. Inbound comes to Engel near the top of the key, down the right side of the lane.
Careful, Kira.
Stops and kicks it back out to Hutchinson, tied at 38, 1:15 now to play. This is Hutchinson.
You don't want them to put on points on the board by the free throw right now, so you don't want to take too many chances.
Well, and it finally starts counting.
He stopped counting again.
She's right on her.
Just because she moves, you don't stop your count. You keep the count going until she exits that area.
And then, again, he says she's too far away. She was the same distance again. Oh, Karen, near steal.
Now she does get a steal. Call timeout. Good job, Coach Massey.
Huge timeout
by Coach Massey.
Kiera with the steal went to the floor, and Coach Massey wisely got up and called the timeout before they called the travel on Kiera, trying to turn over to make the pass because she had nowhere to go with it or to get tied up. So Coach calls a full timeout, 49.9 to play in the game. We are tied at 38.
One timeout apiece right now. If I'm Coach Massey, I think about holding for one here.
Oh, absolutely.
49.9. I'm telling the team, if they sit back in that 2-3, dribble it out, then get it to Kira at the end of the game.
49.9. We are tied at 38.
Remember, you have one timeout. Yep. If you get in a bad spot, you've got a timeout to use.
And any foul now will be a two-shot foul.
Right.
Morton has nine team fouls.
Yeah. So, I mean, game reset, 49.9 left. Each team with one timeout. Each team's going to be shooting the double bonus the rest of the way. Again, we'll see. I bet Morton comes out in a man-to-man here because you can't sit back and let the Streaks take the last shot.
And the Streaks got to be ready for that also, that switch in the defense.
And that's what I'm saying to the team coming out of this timeout. Here they are. They're in a man-to-man. So they're matching up. Streaks have got to be aware. Know which offense you're running.
Carried inbound to midcourt. To the backcourt it comes to Capri Ferguson.
She's got Lamprecht on her.
Capri picks up. Bounces for Kiera, left of the center circle. Kiera on the dribble with 40. Pulls it back out. Ooh, got knocked away, and Antonia able to pick it up. Now Alexis Edgerson, right wing with 34. Capri Ferguson near the center circle with 30.
I like this lineup because you have Addy in there, too, so you have that extra ball handler. Don't.
Now, Capri picks it up in a bad spot, able to get it off to Kiera with 22 to play. Kiera penetrates, splits the defenders, took some contact, no call. And rebound, Kiera takes it away, and got it off to Antonia, fouled, no call! Oh my, and they're gonna give it to Morton. Kiera and Antonia, and especially Antonia on that shot, right across the elbow, they didn't make the call. My goodness. And the officials are like, no, they were, the ball went straight up out of her hands.
She doesn't shoot the ball straight up in the air.
Oh, my gosh. 10 seconds to play.
And Morton's going to play it out. Be ready. They're not calling a timeout. Double team Lamprecht if she gets the ball. They're going to.
Picks it up. Now.
Wide open.
Second to play. Shot is up at the buzzer and good.
Van Meenen hit a three. They didn't guard her.
Wow. That was horrible. My goodness.
They're saying she got it off in time, too.
And I'm not even sure about that. By the time she grabbed it to go up. Was it a three-way? I thought she was on the line anyway.
No, she was behind the line.
Okay. So Van Meenen, I guess she had a two early in the game. So final score, Morton 41, Galesburg 38. That shot, I don't know how, because Kiera took some contact. Should have called. Great, thank you, Streaks fans, giving their team a big hand as they leave the floor. But that shot by, there's no way you can't call that the foul on the shot by Antonia. I mean, right across the elbow, ball went straight up in the air. Oh, my goodness. Well, Streaks fall to Morton Potters, final score 41-38. We'll come back with our postgame show, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, run down postgame stats, name our days auto body crunch time player of the game as well. Streaks fall 41-38. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Do you promise to have and to hold until death do you part?
No, but I, Dane Kuna, do promise 1 year of free oil changes with purchase of any vehicle.
Oh, wow, I do.
Ford of Galesburg is ready to commit to you with the Ford Promise. Stop by West Main Street in Galesburg. Test drive the car, truck, or SUV that catches your eye and drive off the lot knowing you have free oil changes for the next year. Plus free maintenance inspections and a price match guarantee on tires.
Ford of Galesburg, your purchase is backed by our promise.
My main goal was to really get this place back to the way it used to be, and we tried to bring back a lot of the stuff that wasn't being served anymore.
Andy Houston is returning Club 41 to its former glory. The beloved steakhouse will once again carry top choice cuts of beef, seafood entrees, homemade soups, and of course
our onion rings. That's our signature item. Our blue cheese salad dressing is very popular. We want you to come in there and just have a great dining experience.
The Club 41 you know and love is back Thursday through Sunday on Route 41 in St. Augustine.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, this is Michelle Bazzari from WGIL. Join the Galesburg Public Library for an indoor winter birding program. Learn how our feathered friends deal with the cold temperatures and make a suet treat to take home to them. Geared towards kids ages 5 and up, registration is required in the children's room at the Galesburg Public Library. For more details on this and other events, check out our community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan, reminding everyone Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life, and a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
The official WGIL forecast. Clouds today, a high of 35. Cloudy tonight with a chance of rain this evening, changing over to snow. You can see an inch or two accumulation of snow. Overnight low at 29. Slight chance of snow tomorrow morning. Otherwise, just cloudy and a high of 35 again. Low at 21 tomorrow night. And the outlook for Monday, mostly sunny with a high of 32. In downtown Galesburg, it's 35 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach, Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Streaks ball this afternoon to the Morton Potters. Final score, Morton 41, Galesburg 38. Streaks ended up getting outscored, 9-8 in that fourth quarter?
Yeah.
Tough one here this afternoon. So Streaks now 19-6 on the season, Morton 14-9. Good effort from the girls, but just couldn't get it done down the stretch there. And again, yeah, that foul should have been called at the end, but, you know, as we've said in the past, we had the same thing at Alleman. You don't want to have yourself in a situation to have a call or non-call affect the outcome of the game.
Right.
And although, yeah, we did shoot much better from the line, but we also missed a front end of a 1-on-1 in the fourth quarter. And so, yeah, had some opportunities to come out with a victory here this afternoon, but couldn't quite get it done. Good effort, though.
Well, you know, this one's going to feel like a gut punch until at least Monday. Which the plus is that you have a game Monday, so you can get back on the horse, if you will.
Yeah.
But the coaching side of it, I'm sure Coach Massey is going to be saying, you know, you play with that effort you played for the last quarter and a half,
right.
This game's not even in a doubt that it was, you know, you fell behind 27-14, and then you come roaring back, and, you know, you got to have that the entire game.
So the streaks fall 41-38, the final score. Our post-game coach's interview is brought to you by Courtright Construction and Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Coach, tough one here this afternoon. A valiant effort. You made a good comeback. And, you know, Eric was just kind of talking about, you know, that effort you made during that comeback. You would like to see, because you had a couple of lulls, you had a couple spots where the offense was just picking apart that 2-3 zone, moving the ball really well. Then you kind of went into a lull where, you know, after you made the comeback, then you went kind of into a lull where the ball wasn't getting moved as much on the offensive end for a little bit.
Yeah, we struggled with the zone.
So, you know, it was pretty interesting. You know, it's always tough down. You know, we talked about this down the stretch, and I thought it was pretty obvious. I thought there was fouls on both those last shots, but especially on Antonia off the rebound when hers went up and the ball went straight up in the air, and it's just tough when you don't get that call down the stretch. But you also don't want to have yourself in a situation where a call or non-call can make a difference.
Yeah, I don't think the referees were a factor in today's game. I thought it was a well-officiated game, that any game there's calls you want. But, as soon as we get to the point where we're focused on refs and we're going to whine about every ref call, we're going to be in trouble.
Well, a tough one here this afternoon. And obviously, they're a good team, and they've been playing really good basketball as of late. They've had a couple of really good wins this week. Obviously, they've had a tough time in their conference. So, you know, no shame in the fact losing to a really good team. But this is one of those you really wanted to get. You know, you're thinking about seeding and everything for the postseason, and the one you really wanted to get here.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. I mean, we knew Morton coming in would play well, and they did, and. You know, it's just that we didn't get the things to work out the way we wanted at the end. But, you know, the fact that we ended up work to get to that position was positive.
Well, not any easier. It's a tough week coming up. You're right back at it Monday night. Canton's had a really good season again coming out of the middle lineup. You'll see them Monday, another non-conference game. Thursday night, back at Quincy back here, and then Saturday up at UT. So it's, kind of out of the fire into the frying pan this week.
Yeah, we knew, down the stretch, we're not going to have any easy games, and that we've got to stay focused and, feel like, if we keep doing what we're doing, things will work out.
With a schedule like this, tough schedule, you get Thursday, Saturday, Monday. What did you do? Any kind of walkthrough between now and Monday?
Tomorrow we'll come in and do a little bit of a walkthrough.
All right. Well, Coach, always appreciate your time. Thanks so much, and we'll see you on Monday.
Okay, thanks.
Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the postgame show. Streaks fall 41-38. We'll take a timeout, come back, and start on our postgame stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
If it's time to sell your SUV or minivan, Yem wants to buy it. This is Sarah Yem. As this area's exclusive Kelley Blue Book Buying Center, it's never been easier to get cash for your car or credit for your trade. Go to yemauto.com to get your Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. Then come into Yem and get paid. Right now, we're looking for good used vans and SUVs. So if you're thinking of selling your minivan or third row SUV, visit yemauto.com to get your offer today.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Ball 41-38, the final score to the Morton Potters here this afternoon. John Field, Jim, great crowd, great atmosphere for one of the best atmospheres we've had for a Saturday game, I think.
One of the best atmospheres we've had, period.
Well, that's true, especially this season. I mean, we actually ended up having a decent student section out there cheering for them. And a really good crowd with a band here and everything. So appreciated that. I'm sure the girls did as well. Just unfortunately couldn't come out with a win.
Well, I want to see I didn't think there was any way that three, once she passed that ball to the 3-point arc, I didn't think there was any way the ball was going to get off.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the angle we had from our vantage, our broadcast position, we were looking straight down at the shooter. It wasn't a situation where you had either the backboards in the background. So once the shot got off, I looked at the backboard, and the backboard was red. But I don't know when it went red versus when the shot got off because it wasn't in my vision.
All right, 41-38 the final. Morton with the win. Our postgame stats brought to you by Solvera Health in Galesburg, bringing hospitality to healthcare. We'll start with scoring in. Not a whole lot this for the whole game. Streets with two players in double figures, 13 for Kira Kilgore, two twos, two threes, three for five from the free throw line, 11 for Addie McLaughlin. Had three three-pointers in the third quarter, a long two in the fourth quarter. Let's see, 6 points for Antonia Kissler, all from the free throw line, six for six, 4 points for Juniper Schwartzman on a couple of baskets, four for Soraya Boyd on a couple of baskets, streaks with the five threes, and 9 for 11 from the line. Morton led by, Addie Engel with 15 points, five baskets, five for six from the line, 13 for Tatum Lamprecht, all but three of those in the third quarter. She had three three-pointers and 4 for 4 from the line, 7 for Isabella Hutchinson, three baskets, 1 for 3 from the line, 5 for Ellie Van Meenen, including that three-pointer at the buzzer to win it for Morton, 1 point for Julia Loffenberg on 1 for 2 from the line. They were 11 for 15 from the line, 4 three-pointers in the game.
They turned the ball over 19 times, Tom. Them turning them over 19 times, Streaks only turned it over 10 times. That's usually a scenario or a recipe for success for the Streaks.
Yeah.
And fortunately, in this one, they also got Streaks out rebounded 30-24, 10-9 on the offensive end. Morton didn't shoot the ball particularly well, just 13 of 36, 4 of 13 from the three-point line. Streaks, unfortunately, did not shoot the ball much better, 12 of 40, 5 of 15 from downtown. Stats in addition to the points that Tom told you about, Juniper had those 4 points. She also had three rebounds and a block. Addison Peck had limited time in there but did a decent job, had a rebound. Soraya Boyd had a rebound in her time in there. Antonia Kissler, 5 boards. She had that 6 for 6 on the free throw line, which was huge for the Streaks in this one, and she'll be talked about for the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, I'm sure. Speaking of candidates, Addie McLaughlin had the 11 points. She also had 2 steals. Alexis Edgerson, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal, even though she didn't score. Capri didn't score either, which is kind of surprising. She's been doing really well, but she again was in foul trouble. Second straight game where she had real bad foul trouble, just 2 assists in the game. Kara filled up the stat sheet. She does what she does best. She had only 13 points, which is kind of a low night for her, but she did have 7 rebounds, 5 assists, and 6 steals in the game. And Lily Clark contributed 3 rebounds, 2 steals.
All right. Streaks fall 41-38 was the final score to the Morton Potters here this afternoon. Take our final timeout, come back, and we will name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Solvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg. Dr. Santiago, Dr. Patterson, and nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minette are accepting new patients. We welcome walk-ins, provide lab, urology, and birth control services. We accept most insurance and work with other providers to coordinate care. If you're looking for healthcare that is personal, easy, and convenient, request an appointment today at solverahealth.com/Galesburg.
Do you promise to have and to hold until death do you part?
No, but I, Dane Kuna, do promise 1 year of free oil changes with purchase of any vehicle.
Oh, wow, I do.
Ford of Galesburg is ready to commit to you with the Ford Promise. Stop by West Main Street in Galesburg. Test drive the car, truck, or SUV that catches your eye and drive off the lot knowing you have free oil changes for the next year. Plus free maintenance inspections and a price match guarantee on tires.
Ford of Galesburg, your purchase is backed by our promise.
Stay connected with local news headlines in your email inbox with the WGIL Morning Brief. It's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Streaks fall to the Morton Potters this afternoon, 41-38, the final score, last second, their buzzer beater, 3-point line by...
I was thinking that, too. I'm like, last second, no, it was the buzzer beater.
Yeah,
I mean, it was...
Ah, goodness.
And I'll be honest with you, right when she let go of it, I'm like, oh... there's three fouls coming, or three free
throws
coming.
That's what I thought.
Because Antonio went right at her midsection, and I thought for sure we were going to get a foul call on it.
Yeah, that's what I thought was going to happen, which would have been rather strange after Antonio was one that got fouled on the shot down there. And here she was, 6 for 6 from the free throw line.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that brings us to our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Yeah, off the bat, Antonia early in the second quarter and third, all six of her free throws, 6 for 6, kept us right in it with that. Of course, Kiara Kilgore, she did what she does. Not quite the number of points, but that's also due to the slow pace of the game as well. You don't have nearly as many possessions with the way Morton plays the game.
She's still got fair, let's see, she got 15 shots off, didn't struggle shoot, she just didn't have a great shooting night,
but did a great job and had a key steal down the stretch to get the ball
defensively
back.
She was
what,
clutch.
six steals, but we needed to score some points to get ourselves back into it, and we did that in the form of this young lady.
Yeah, we were down 27-14, and then all of a sudden somebody plugged in the Addison McLaughlin code, and Addie went off and it hit three threes in almost back-to-back-to-back possessions. Then at the beginning of the fourth quarter, they get a bucket early. I take that back. It was the very first possession we had in the fourth quarter. Addison comes down and off a pass from Kara steps inside the three-point arc and drills a two to tie the game at 32. She finished the game with 11 points. She was 4 of 5 from the field, and she also had two steals.
So Addie McLaughlin, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, that is going to do it. Disappointing afternoon. But, again, turnaround money doesn't get any easier. Cam's a really good team. They another new coach. She was at
Mary Beth Dura
to won a state championship in 1A with Brimfield, and they're playing some really good basketball. In fact, they handled this Morton team. They beat Rock Island to start this season, so they've played some really good basketball as well. I think a similar record to what Morton's got. And you know whoever you're playing coming out of that conference with East Peoria and Limestone
being the exception. Yeah.
You know you're going to get a game.
And Pekin.
Pekin, that's right. You're going to get an except. Those are the three exceptions. You're going to get a game. So, it doesn't get any easier as we have a three-game week. And again, we're looking also later in the week at trying to secure our spot at the top of the Western Big Six, but we're also looking at the seed for the postseason. You want as many wins as you can over good teams especially.
Well, and you want to get the ball rolling back in the right direction. Two losses in a row for the streaks, not where you want to be. As we've talked about at this point in the season, you don't want to be on losing streak going into the postseason. So now's the time to turn it on. They just need to get the momentum flowing back their way. This was a game, Tom, this was a game that was definitely a gut punch, but in the last two games, falling behind by double digits in the third quarter of both of these games, you kind of think, and I'm sure the coaching staff is stressing this, you're kind of say, hey, you know, instead of falling behind by double digits, we fall behind by 8, we win both of these games, most likely. If you fall behind by 5 or 6, you've got to be able to stymie the tide when it's going the wrong way, and that's a situation that happens in this one, unfortunately, the wrong way.
Oh, she did. I did get that last shot.
Did you?
She got it off before I could. The
far
lights
backboard.
Far backboard lights on, and she got the shot off beforehand. Let me look one more time here, and it's up.
She did get it off in time.
Yep. So. Well, all right. Well, tough one here this afternoon. 41-38, the final score. Streaks 19-6 on the season. Morton now jumps up to 15-9 after a 5-game losing streak. But again, they lost to some really good teams in that stretch.
Oh, I mean, nobody's going to fault you for losing to Geneseo or Morton.
Washington.
Oh, sorry.
Notre Dame.
Not us. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, Washington, Notre Dame. Yeah,
now, we don't want it to be a 5-game losing streak because that would include last Friday all the way through this Saturday. We don't want that to happen, that's for sure. All right, well, that is going to do it. We'll be back with you Monday night right back here at John Thiel Gym, 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock tip. The Streaks and the Canton Little Giants coming up Monday. All right, well, partner, tough two in a row.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you had to, it's the old adage, would you rather lose blowouts or lose close games? I think just from a perspective of looking at where you're going ultimately in the season, you'd rather have these close losses because you can learn a lot more from them than the blowouts.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks to Brian Prescott for keeping us on the air back at the studio. For Eric Gibbs and Tom Aerith, saying good afternoon from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports.